The economic challenges created by COVID-19 has prompted many New Yorkers to fall behind on their utility bills, but policymakers lack a clear picture of how bad things currently are, which would be very helpful in crafting policy responses to the situation. In order to fill in the blanks in our knowledge, state lawmakers passed legislation in 2022 designed to ensure state regulators have access to all the utility billing information that they need. To discuss this issue, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by Lori Wheelock, Deputy Director of the Public Utility Law Project of New York. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Right now, what information do state regulators at the Public Service Commission have regarding bills and bill collections from utilities in New York?
So it's pretty limited. Right now, it's only the energy regulated utilities. So that's electric and gas. And that's something that PULP watches on a monthly basis. So Con Edison downstate in New York City, and for instance, like National Grid upstate, every month they're required to file these reports that show how far behind their customers are. And so as of April 2022, we have 1.3 million households that are behind on their electric and gas bills by 60 days or more. And we can see that's a total of $1.9 billion across the state.
So if this bill that made its way through the legislature this year became law, what additional information would regulators have access to?
So we're excited to see that it passed both houses, and it's important because it's going to expand that universe to include water. And so that is private water companies. It's also little municipality-run water companies throughout the state. The original language did go broader. It was supposed to include like telephone and internet, but in the end, the bill that was passed only included water. And PULP is, you know, really excited that that came across the finish line. We're part of a collective water justice group that includes NRDC, Environmental Advocates, Food and Water Watch. And it's important to know exactly how far behind water customers are so that the state can then see the problem and help figure out, okay, what is needed to address this? Is it more financial assistance programs? You know, there is a low-income water assistance program that just opened this year because of COVID, but it was only funded at $200 million. Is that enough to cover this problem? And so we're really excited to see this be passed, hope it's signed into law so that we can actually track the success of programs like that.
Well, there are a number of electric and gas companies servicing New Yorkers. There are many utilities that are providing water to New Yorkers. So is that going to make it challenging to ensure that state regulators are getting all of the water bill information that they're required to under this bill if it becomes law?
The Department of Public Service has worked really hard during the pandemic because all the water utilities, you know, the regulated were included previously, but then the municipalities were brought in under the umbrella of the moratorium. And so the state has worked through the pandemic to try and do outreach to, you know, these municipalities who they didn't have jurisdiction over before. And so we will be utilizing and strengthening those relationships, but, you know, it will be a new requirement for them to do. I'm sure there'll be some growing pains, but I think the goal is really important. And at the end of the day, you know, the municipalities want to make sure that their customers can afford these bills too, as well as the private water companies.
This is a problem that is impacting the lives of New Yorkers right now, these outstanding bills. So when does the collection of the data begin to take effect if this is signed into law?
If signed into law, it'll go into effect right away. And then each utility will have 90 days of the effective date to actually start submitting forms to the commission. And then after 6 months, initial report will be sent to the governor and the legislature. So it's pretty quick.
So you mentioned, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there was initially a push to have this cover internet, phone, and cable bills as well, but that's not what made it into the final version of the bill?
No, what passed did not include those.
Is it safe to assume that there are likely a lot of New Yorkers who have fallen behind on those bills as well? Or is it possible that people have been keeping up on those for whatever reason, and there's not necessarily a big of a policy need to know that information?
hope stands this entire time has been that all the utilities should be reporting. And our organization not only does policy, but we do direct services. And so we have people call us every single day. And usually if they're behind on one bill, they're behind on all bills. So we really would love to have seen this include some of that data, but you know what? We will work to find other ways through conversations with the companies, through conversations with the people that we help, to try and figure out a better understanding of how far behind people are when it comes to telecommunications bills, and then, you know, work with the legislature on additional policy as well.
From the public's perspective, is there any reason why it wouldn't benefit the public to have a greater understanding of how far behind New Yorkers might be on their telecommunications bills? Is there any reason why it would be good for us not to know that information?
The more transparency, the better. And again, a lot of these programs all play into each other. There is some financial assistance out there when it does come to telecommunications. And so again, if we had this data, we could help better direct people into those programs.
Well, based on the information that New York could soon start collecting if this bill is signed into law, what sort of policies might lawmakers or state regulators implement in response to this new data?
So if we have a better idea of how far behind people are in their water bills and then can cross compare, for instance, the low income water assistance program, LIWAP, is brand new. It's been in existence probably less than a year now. We'll be able to see how well that program is doing, how many people have benefited from it, how large the arrears are for, you know, how far behind people are across the state when it comes to water, and then hopefully make that program permanent, but also reinforce it, make it stronger, maybe make the eligibility requirements better for people. And then also something that's been really helpful are affordable payment agreements. If we can create a policy where everyone is required moving forward to have actual, like, affordable, tailored payment agreements to help people get back on track with paying their water bills, you know, long term, that'll be helpful, because people are really doing digging out of the financial crisis as it is. And again, we see patterns where people are behind on one thing, like rent or their mortgage, but then again, it could be their water and their energy bills. So having options that are kind of level across the field will just help that person overall economically.
When it comes to our utilities, are there any other pending bills that the legislature moved that the governor will have to decide on later this year, or recent actions by state regulators in this space that you're particularly excited about, or maybe think will be on the other scope of things bad for utility payers?
The Public Service Commission met and they voted in favor of an order that creates a energy arrears relief program. There was $250 million earmarked in the state budget to help how many people are behind on their energy bills in New York. The priority will be low-income individuals who have been identified by their utilities through a monthly discount program. So anyone who's already in that program will be, you know, provided relief before August 1st, which we're really excited about. But then the program is going to continue. And so anyone that can enroll in that low-income discount program between now and December will also be considered. And then there's a phase two, which will actually look broader at moderate and higher income individuals, because the state has really realized and come to the forefront with an understanding that when it comes to electric and gas, so many people are behind. You know, the bill surge, the high prices on the federal level, everyone is really struggling to pay their energy bills right now. And so our group is involved with a ton of stakeholders working on this program to really make sure that relief is granted to energy customers.
Well, we've been speaking with Lori Wheelock, Deputy Director of the Public Utility Law Project of New York. Lori, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.